Oh no. Thank you. George, is that on your resume under special skills? Quick haircut noticing? Bad. Oh no. George's immersion. Yeah. Bender crawler, Carl. You're missing one. Bender crawler, Carl. One, thank you. Two, you should read it. Lit RPG. It is. They're, the audiobook's really good. There are a series of books that don't have the right to be as good as they are. I read them and I was like, these shouldn't be good, but they're really good. I would suggest it, yeah. They're really good. They're just like fun books. And there's a talking cat, so, you know. How many are you at right now? Oh, thank you for reading, Tanner. Oh, Andy Weir. How was the film? Flip flop. Wait, Tanner, what were books 1 through 3? Oh, that's cool. First, the Kayla Gwynn. Yeah, I've heard of that one. This is a cool cover. Is it good? And this is the same game? Oh, there's an actual backflip here.
Why? Why did he have to backflip between them? What is happening in this game? This is a zombie game? Why is there a volcano?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have known that. I started playing Returnal this week. Have you guys played Returnal? That's why I started playing it. I downloaded it like 2 years ago on PlayStation Plus, and I was like, oh, I should play this now. And it's the first roguelike I've played where there isn't like a meta progression, and so I didn't realize that at first. Sorry. It's the only one I've played where when you die, you don't keep stuff. I'm fighting currently trying to get back to fight the third boss. Yeah, I just like kept expecting something to show up or be like, you can increase your health, or you can get any sort of starting benefit. Now, eventually I was like, and I'm not, am I missing something? Should I be exploring the first floor more? And I looked up and they were like, nope, you just gotta be good. Good luck. I was like, oh, okay. Ooh. I have not played. Ooh. Oh no.
That's wild. We fought some oozes and slimes and some puddings. Do I fight a pudding? Oozes and slimes. And flans. We fought a flan. I think we fought one panna cotta too. It was a surprisingly long fight. Johnny almost got killed again, but survived with one hit point. We did do it eventually. I took that mythic feat and I was like, there's a lot of good mythic feats at this level. This is the one that's going to save my butt. And it did immediately. Paid off immediately. We looked around, we were like, what's this statue? It had a bunch of little people climbing it. It had horns. We were like, is this a fiend? I don't know. Is this giant? I don't know. How old is this? I don't We found some tubes with a lot of blue stuff in it that looked like they were refining magic, maybe. It was going somewhere to something. And then it was going down, which is scary. Don't know why it's doing that. Anytime someone goes down, can't be good. And then we were like, oh, hallways, let's walk down this one forever. And we got super light, and then found a crack in the air, which is bad. Oh, Anzu looked at it and had a moment when King Trident took off his crown, and everyone was like, bald, bald. But it was just looking at magic. There you go. I got it. I got the gif. Yes. Where are we, Patrick? It's some kind of wall of psychic energy. That one joke really shaped my entire sense of humor. Yeah, I think that's all we did. Yeah. I don't. This is. Josh, when Anzu had that like splitting effect, was he walking directly towards the crack, or like if we even try and walk around it, does that happen as well? The pain. 25. No. You think maybe this is how it's getting in? Do you think we walk into it and we go through? What happens? I'm pro touching the crack in the air.
Bird. Might be a big one. What's on the other side? The Oh, hold I picked the wrong one. There's two horns. Oh. Huge hero. slip. Do the robes look, to cross this idea out, the robes look similar to what the statue was wearing? Okay. What the? There are like slides and stuff, right? Where you can hit like one world and shoot down like Void Ward 5. And then final question, is there a precedent for other worlds pressing in on ours like this with the crack? Yeah, because it feels like this guy was here before them. There was the statue, almost like this was some sort of prison world. So what is this? Who is this guy? Do we need? But the one thing, I mean, I feel like that's the easy conclusion too, but my one thing is that doesn't Giant want to kill little people? And, you know, this, there's the settlement right there, there's people climbing up this statue. So somehow Giant got trapped over there, and now... It's not good. We can all agree this is not good.
I mean, they don't have a bomb on them. I am a terrorist. Could just go in and bada bing, bada boom, and then get out. Do you want me to make? I can make you invisible. Ten minutes. I could, do I have, wait, how many spells? I got a plus 11. I'm guessing it's Ben. Does anyone have Godspeed to run really fast? Oh, shoot. All right. You ready, Benny? Okay. You start thinking weird shit. Get out of there. I think so. Maybe that's a good idea. Bibbidi boppity, no more Benny. He's invisible. Great.
Oh my God, it's back. Ah. Quick, play something only. And he brought a theremin.
I feel like we came down here for answers and got just so many more questions. I'm kind of juiced out if we're about to walk in there and start popping people. What do you think? Should we get out of here and regroup? We can take a quick peek and then go back home. Argyle, you got any thoughts?
Nice.
Yep, I'm on it. Ba-choo, 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 ba-choo. I slowly clean us up. We all just sit silently on the train. I don't even know. Talk to an eye and a nook. Maybe they'll have some idea what's going on. Yeah, are an eye and a knuck around? You want to hear the craziest thing that you've probably heard this week? Oh, no, we were kind of sitting on the train going, what the fuck? And you're kind of the guys we go to when we got nothing. I mean, we could do that. I mean, we could go back in. I don't think so either.
Yeah, we go in there. Might be. I could probably rustle us up a bomb if we need one. That's true. I mean, we could make our big move and go in there, guns blazing, set off the bomb, run for Teller's Run. We don't really know what's in there, though. We could take another day to go in there and try and scout out Teller's Run, see what's happening there. I mean, I think there's risks either way. I agree with Benny's point, though, that I don't want to call attention and lose our easy way in. I mean, the end goal was kill the spark. Hey, Josh. What day of the week is it? I'd like it to be Friday. I mean, tomorrow's Saturday, which means the party's tomorrow. So if we go in at night, we can sneak into the party. They do have invites. It's at the door. I think there's like a fee that they also have to pay. But if we're trying to go in and not be made, that's a pretty good cover. We can try and sneak into the party, or we just look around Teller's Run. Either way, a couple extra people won't draw as much attention. Everybody else is on fire. Think that's why we should go during the party, because if someone's like, "What are you doing walking around?" We can be like, "We're here for the party." Because then if everyone in there is on fire and we're not on fire, we're gonna stick out. Maybe we spend tomorrow getting some nice clothes. And then we have nice clothes. We got nice clothes for the other shindig. Oh, you weren't at that shindig. Okay, Argyle, you need nice clothes. Well, you're in a suit. You're all right, you're fine. We went to a shindig. Hootenanny, if you will. Yeah, with your ma. Popping off or popping out. Big old ice cream sundae with a cherry on top, and we were the cherry. Yeah, I think me and Benny are going to do this for another couple hours. Anzu's like a walking gun. He's basically a gun with wings. Gunbird. Amateurs. We asked the wrong group. Should have asked the group that has old artillery shells on hand. Josh, while this is happening, I'd like to walk over to the fax machine, get a piece of paper, write down, need big explosion by tomorrow afternoon. Can you provide, question mark, remote detonation and send it to the actual terrorist group? Oh, I don't need to fax this. I'll just pull out my little chess piece. Hey, Red. I need to blow something up tomorrow afternoon, preferably a remote detonation. What? I look back at Anzu, like 30 by 30. No, that might be even better. I agree. Yeah, no worries. I can stop by Smiler's tomorrow afternoon to pick it up if that works. Cool. Thanks, Red. Oh, yeah. Red, this is my friend Argyle. He's weird as hell. Don't answer that question. Thanks, Red. I put the chess piece away. I got us a bomb. It's part of my backstory. I can just get us bombs. And we're getting bombs. It's a bomb party. BYOB. No, we're gonna stack them. Oh no, it's mine's timed, so you can just boop 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 and then hit the time button and then run out. You think we need two more bombs? Make like an X or a diamond pattern?
I guess I'll also go to bed.
We all have. Just a hunch. When there are drugs and stuff. Nice. Wow, this is good shit. All right, do you guys want to stop by Smilers this afternoon to pick up our other bomb? Gotta carry two swords and all these bombs. He's a one-man band, but it's all weapons. And can you carry a rocket launcher too? Big question. Somewhere the Dawnmonger is sitting in a workshop, hitting a hammer, he pulls it up. Finally, an RPG that can fit any grenade. Any explosive can be fit into this. The big question is, can Benny double slice with a rocket launcher? Oh. Nice. I think your suit's good. Everyone in their nice clothes. Oh, yeah, I pull out 80 gold. Good to know. Benny, did you hear that? You think I'm not the I mean I could set off the bomb, but he's more of our fighter guy. I can have the briefcase still, if that's I thought the first explosive was given to us in a briefcase. Oh, got nothing else, you guys. Well, we're gonna go bomb stuff and then go to the party. Oh, good. That probably works better. Light the beacons. Okay. I gotta succeed on this for once. It's fortitude. Fortitude is not great. Are you kidding me? I immediately start puking. I hate the sewers. I mean, that would be an easy. It wasn't as bad as Anzu's. Oh, he brought it back around. It smells gross down here. Did mine not go through? That's so weird. There we go. Oh. These are bad rolls. I couldn't even get a hero point. I got two hero points. I'll use one. Plus six. Much better. 33. Should we I will aid this thievery check. What are these rolls? It doesn't work. You don't get any pluses. I rolled a 17. Okay, this is a stealth check. My stealth was so much better this time. Got 29. I got a 17 perception.
I'll aid. I'm gonna aid. Oh, that's a pretty good roll, though. What are these rolls tonight? I can't roll higher than a 5. I got an 18. Ooh.
Viewer. That's weird. This is Camden Levine. Yeah. Wait. L. Crow, isn't he one of my contacts at Sable and Sons? What the fuck? Oh no. No.
the fuck? Who is Lawson?
I don't have anything.
Oh, I'm actually not.
I got to do it. I don't know.
What is happening here? What the fuck's happening down here? I just got back-to-back Nat ones on.
No, this one brought me up to full, so I'm at full mythic points now. I'm gonna re-roll, Josh. I'm trying again. I'm going mythic. 25. This guy's not as important.
Interesting. Bunch of
oh my God. Down here. Maybe we should take a peek, see how many people there are, and if we can sneak by. On the other side. They might just go, oh, that's weird, and then be like, we should go investigate. Do, 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 do. That would clear the way up a little bit.
Do both at once.
Make something bigger. Yeah, I think it's better we're all stuck together than you get stuck alone. Oh, so you got a job over there anyway. You want to make Okay, so it's better than nothing. Yeah. Oh. Bippity boppity invisible.30 for Jonathan Skyfall. Word saves. I'm historically super good at those. Ooh. Yeah, these are not good. Just so much eggs. All we eat is eggs. You know, while you're doing this, I'll puke and press digitation. What the heck? How many of these can I get off before he gets there? I got a 16. Wait, I'm gonna use a hero point. I have many hero points. Rolled so many nat ones. Oh great. This if I fail, I'm gonna be so upset. 35. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Yeah. Think we should. Well, if a mile's 5,280 feet, let's say everyone's moving 25 feet per action, three actions. It's like showing like 70 rounds. I have 30. When Oh no. That means they're so specific. They're specific. Oh, Campbell will be. Wow, distances. Benny's ready. Listen, these are humans. They're all
They all got regular weaknesses. We can poke them. We can stab them. They all have minds that work to mental things. That's all we need. I feel like we just pick them off one at a time, gank up on. Bing, bing. We walk out. Hello, fellow fire people. They're all on fire. We walk out with like bad dyed orange hair. Crackle, crackle. It's just like the face, though, not the rest of him. I will not be here next week. I'm going to be in Mexico City. Yeah, all of next week, I'm out. Oh, yes. Oh, hey. Yeah. That looks better than any kosher for Passover bread.
Okay. I just can't do Monday the 27th, but any other time I can. After next week. I can't do Monday the 27th or next week. That's it. That's my... And is like, all right, I roll the hit. Ken rolls a 15 to hit. George rolls a 30, and Mike rolls a 65. That was a wild session. That would be a real fun one shot, actually. We're all. I don't know. That's a you problem because you're DMing. We'll just have fun. Mike's waiting for the day we go back and do a familiar problem again and can tidy away blood from inside a little. I think I was, what was it? I don't remember. That's so nice of George to volunteer.
Yeah, we did that. It went really poorly. And it all happened. Easy. I will see you guys in a couple of weeks. Yeah. It's always a metal ball that's a cool alloy.
That's true.